The man accused of the biggest military hack in history today lost his appeal in the House of Lords against extradition to the United States, where he faces charges that he broke into at least 97 military and NASA computers and caused damage worth at least £350,000. I'm Ian Grant. I've been following the story for Computer Weekly. I spoke to the man accused, Gary McKinnon, shortly after the decision, and asked him how he felt.
Very angry, really. Seriously let down by my own country. But when you think that the what they call the lead opinion in amongst the law lords was Lord Brown, mm-hmm. who recently was the Intelligence Services Commissioner. So he's very closely tied with U.S. military and intelligence people. And so there's no surprise, really. And I've always thought of Britain is the 51st state of America politically, and that's proven by foreign policy history, if you know your stuff. So it's no surprise, really. I think I stand a better chance in Europe than I do in my own country, perversely.
What are you going to do next?
Well, we're applying to go to the European Court of Human Rights, and we should know within 14 days whether or not they'll allow the case. And
on what grounds are you going there?
On 2 points, the same one that we went to the House of Lords on, which is abuse of process and threatening behaviour. And the other point is the threat of a military tribunal, which we now have more evidence of. We've got a letter from the state saying that if he doesn't accept the deal, then we'll treat him as a terrorist, basically.
That was a letter from Ed Gibson?
I'm not sure who it was from, but it was from the American authorities. I don't know if it was the Department of Justice or the State Department or who, but it's an official letter from one of the official parties. Basically saying, we will treat you as a terrorist if you don't come along. And a lot of people think I'm stupid for not taking this deal that they offered, but I actually said, accepted the deal and said, okay, fine, where do I sign? And they said to me, well, there's no signatures, there's no, writing or guarantees involved. So I thought I'd be a fool to go over there of my own free will, so I said no.
Gary, does your extradition depend on the Strasbourg saying they'll hear the appeal?
Yeah, well, we've spoken to the Home Office today, and they've put it on hold for 2 weeks to give us time to get a reply from the European Court of Human Rights.
If you don't hear back from Strasbourg, then they're going to pack you up and send you?
Well, we could apply for an extension to that time, and they are fairly reasonable, so you never know.
How do you feel about the process so far?
Disgusted. I've spoken plenty about the extradition treaty, and anyone in their right minds can see it's completely unfair.
Are you saying that because Congress hasn't ratified its side of the deal?
Yeah, I mean, the Senate has recommended its ratification, but it has to be signed off by the US President, and he hasn't, and he never will because of the IRA and the American support of the IRA in the past, and the fact that it would enable us to extradite loads of IRA supporters and connecting people from America if it were a proper two-way agreement, which it isn't.
All right. You sound very understandably angry, but this seems to have become much more of a political issue than a purely technological matter or security matter.
Yeah, it does, because it's not just me at the behest of this awful treaty. There's lots of people. As usual, it's American, and when I say things against America, I love the American people, I love the country, I've been there, I had a great time. I'm not talking about the American administration. It's their flagrant abuse of the process. It's a treaty that was meant to fast-track terrorists, and it's being used for white-collar crime. Your mind's a computer crime, although they're trying to make it look like terrorism with these ridiculous damage claims. The NatWest 3 were three bankers. There's an internet gambling person. There's someone that sold innocent chemicals online for innocent purposes, and they were used for other purposes, and they've been extradited. It's just flagrant abuse.
Do you think that people will have some sympathy for your position now because this extradition treaty appears to be unfair, or at least one-sided?
I think certainly more so in Europe. I mean, even in this country, I'd say, a sort of straw poll, like 70% of people seem to support me, from judging from the comments that are forwarded to me from the website, etc.
Gary, let's leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your time, and good luck in Europe.
Okay, thank you.